This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
My weapons are slathered in it every day. One of them came from this company, Primary Weapon Systems. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Indeed. Go check them out, PrimaryWeapons.com. I remember September 11th very well. September 11th, 2001. I remember it because I hadn't gone into work yet. I didn't have to go into work till the afternoon. I remember I was watching that coverage live when the second plane went in. I remember thinking that because we were watching it on a very small television in the bedroom, and when we saw it, my first thought was, wow, that Cessna sure did blow up really big. But then I took into effect, you know, into account that I needed to scale that up because the World Trade Center was a big building. And I realized what I was saying then. In 1990, when I left the military, they were telling us all about the people that... There was two schools of thought. It was going to be Haiti. Haiti was going to be the next hotspot. And that there were an awful lot of Middle Eastern people in the United States that we did. And at that time, we were not using the term Islamic fundamentalist in 1990. So I exit the military. 11 years later, we come under attack. I'm 40 years old then. Okay. So right off the bat, my first decision at that point was to figure out if I could rejoin the military, which I could not. I would have had trouble making the physical when I left the military. I definitely was going to have trouble with it in the 10 years following that. So that began the progression of what started out with me being pissed for not being able to get into a fight that I saw happening to rage. Now, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama and Pantsuit Clinton have refused to identify the source of the increasing number of terrorist attacks committed by radical Islamists around the world. But this should not surprise you, given the way the left initially reacted to the attacks on September 11, 2001. Many of the radical progressives, particularly those in academia, blamed us. weeks after 3,000 people were innocents were murdered. And, I mean, the World Trade Center was still smoldering while this was going on. University of Texas Professor Robert Jensen wrote that in the terrorist acts, they were no more despicable than the massive acts of terrorism that the U.S. government has committed during my lifetime. Richard Falk, a professor at Princeton University, stated that the terrorist attacks occurred because the mass of humanity find itself under the heels of U.S. economic, military, cultural, and diplomatic power. University of California, Santa Barbara, Professor Elizabeth Weber wrote, "My concern over the U.S. flag surrounding campus is they endanger the free exchange that normally characterizes our campus." Rutgers University Professor Barbara Foley stated that whatever its proximate cause, its ultimate cause is the fascism of U.S. foreign policy over the past many decades. Professor Howard Zinn of Boston University wrote, "We need to think about the resentment all over the world felt by people who have been victims of American military action in Vietnam and Latin America, in Iraq." Evergreen State College Professor Larry Mosqueda noted, "If we multiply by 800,000 times the amount of pain, angst, and anger being currently felt by the American public, we might begin to understand how much of the rest of the world feels as they are continually victimized by the United States." You know, when I hear that, and I realize that I strapped on a uniform, and I went places, and I put up with misery to defend these pieces of slime, that makes me angry too. Now, on the first anniversary of the attacks, that dominated the headlines, and Americans across the country took time that day to reflect on the lives lost and the resolve that was needed to defeat Al-Qaeda. And in the time that passed after that, we've seen all these documentaries. One of the absolute most heartbreaking documentaries I've ever seen is of the jumpers. I mean, that was horrific that people were in such a moment of, I mean, the absolute terrible, horrible realization it must be that I'm going to die, and the only way I can take control of my life one more time is to jump out of this window. I mean, when you're going around later today trying to figure out whether you're going to have a latte with sugar in it, think about that. Because I do. How awful that must be for that one last moment before you exit and you feel no more gravity for a minute, and then you feel the wind and it's done. It's over in 10 seconds. With the approach of the second anniversary, the attention devoted to the anniversary was noticeably absent. Young America's Foundation, they started trying to push things around and everything else. They started something called the Never Forget Project. We were attacked, and a lot of non-combatants were, everybody there were non-combatants that were attacked by a motivated, imaginative enemy who were just looking they were looking that day to kill as many people as they could, as fast as they could, and to strike terror in the hearts of America. And it worked for a while. For a moment, when we all looked up, there was no black or white or gender or, you know, or Hispanic or Asian or anything. We were just Americans for that moment. And that's why the progressives hated that, because it took us back to it. Last time we were like that was during World War II, after Pearl Harbor, when we became quite formidable. So, Sunday, remember all of this. Remember the jumpers. Remember the moment. Remember your emotion when you saw that happen. Don't ever forget it, ever. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Newbiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Newbiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Newbiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Newbiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yep. Also, for those of you who run around concealing a weapon all the time, I give you this for your consideration.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
New sponsor, Alien Gear. You'll be hearing more from them as time goes on. What I would really like to see right about now is I would like to see the House Republicans understand. I'd like to see them become aware, self-aware. They've got the mandate. They were given control of the House. You've got a guy that was, in the last presidential election, the Speaker of the House was the vice presidential nominee for the Republican Party. All he has to do is follow through. Now, the Democrats decided to do this sit-in thing in violation of House rules. Now, I remember quite well when Barack Obama was elected, when he was standing in front of everybody and he looked at the Republicans and said, "We won." Okay? Well, Republicans in the House, you won. You won it. No, it is not made in Roswell. So, here's what you need to do. First things first. You need to punish the Democrats for their illegal sit-in. Because they weren't protesting. They were ordering pizza. They were uploading to social media. They were fundraising. Now, Kevin McCarthy, he's a majority leader. He's also an idiot, but he got out there today and said that the House Republicans will take appropriate measures to discipline Democrats who participated in a June gun control sit-in. McCarthy said, he rhetorically asked reporters, "Are you going to let the House stand with that behavior going forward? I think you'd create real damage to the House going forward in the long term." It's not about the House, you moronic fool. It's about playing by the rules. Period. House Democrats staged a 25-hour sit-in on the lower chamber's floor demanding a vote on gun control. Drew Hamill, the spokeshole for Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, told BuzzFeed it was absurd to say the sit-in violated House rules. I would love to see Nancy Pelosi with her giant oversized gavel watching this happen and her not going insane. House Speaker Paul Ryan said in June he was talking with the body sergeant-at-arms and parliamentarians to review options on how to address the sit-in. Texas Representative Pete Sessions, chairman of the House Rules Committee, previously said the Democrats who staged the unprecedented move should be held accountable for their actions. Yes! Yes, they should! The sit-in was characterized at the time by Ryan and other Republicans as a publicity stunt aimed at helping the Democrats fundraise, which is exactly what they did. Speaker said Democrats had allowed the House to descend into chaos and argued that it set a very dangerous precedent. He said, "One of the things that makes our country strong is our institutions. No matter how bad things get in this country, we have a basic structure that ensures a functioning democracy. We can disagree on policy, but we do so within the bounds of order and respect for the system. Otherwise, it falls apart." Put that aside, Ryan, and listen. These guys are not your colleagues. They're not. They're not sitting there ready to get you new ice for your cocktail. These guys want to strip the Second Amendment. These guys want to strip a civil right. They want to gut the Constitution. So while you're sitting there going, well, you know, we're going to have order and we're going to have civility, and we're gonna, you need to be busting some heads. And I don't care if that's rhetorical or not. The problem with the Republicans is they sit back and they're constantly taking the high road. They're constantly being the more educated, the more adult, all this other stuff, and never getting anything done. Never getting it. Never. You know, right now, this is the moment when they go for a pound of flesh, and they better come away with blood on their chin. So we need to watch them. This is an important moment. This is a threshold moment for them. They need to grow up and put on their big boy dress pants to go with their very impeccably cut suits to go that goes with their impeccably done hair, and realize that what pays them to have all of this really nice stuff is to be obstructionist against the progressive agenda. And yes, I'll say obstructionist. As a matter of fact, can I say disruptive? Be disruptors of the progressive agenda. And when they get in there and want to bully you around after we gave you sufficient numbers to lord it over them like they did to you, just once do it. Just for once do it. You're in a fight. You're going to get bloody. You're going to get muddy. Embrace it. Go ahead and get going with it. I mean, this is one of these things that needs to be going on right now. And as you guys are coming back, you know, I know Brady campaign's been out there. The Brady campaign has said there's been 4,500 people killed by guns since they left in July. They were gone for 7 weeks. So in 7 weeks, they had more than half as many people killed just in 7 weeks as they did. While at the same time, you've got Josh Earnest out there saying, well, you know, historically, when they're asking him about Chicago, he's saying, well, you know, historically, violent crime's at an all-time low. Which is it, progressives? Damn. Make a decision, go in that direction, and stick with it, would you? Just, you know, stay in that lane. I'll take one lane. I'm on that lane. You stay in your lane. But stay in your lane. Stop going back and forth. You're making me nervous. We'll be right back.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teenager or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Tall Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Slathered all over my stuff. And new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
I love that spot. And Dr. John had a hard day today because he's listening on his iPad. Alien Gear, you'll be hearing more from them in the coming days. Now, coming from the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, they've decided to peer into the world of gun ownership, the psychology that would drive otherwise rational people to own a gun. See, for them, they it's quite curious. They're like messed up anthropologists wanting to study us like we're chimps. So coming from Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, we get this little nugget Several studies conducted in recent years have given us great insight into the psychology of gun ownership. Meaning the beliefs and behaviors frequently exhibited by gun owners and the motivation behind them keeping weapons. As it turns out, cultural context, racial biases, political affiliation, and anger issues are all related to gun ownership. Here's a sampling of some of the exciting research that's out there. First, those who own guns tend to be part of a social gun culture. In a 2015 study, Bindu Kalasan, an assistant professor of epidemiology at Columbia University, found that there's a strong association between exposure to social gun culture and gun ownership. According to Dr. Kalasan's research, the average gun-owning American is white, married, or divorced, high income, and over 55 years old. We're all a bunch of old white guys. The social gun culture includes unseen codes of behavior and powerful predictors of behavioral intentions and health behaviors. And he measured exposure to social gun culture by using the following questions. Would the individual's family or social circle think less of them if they did not own a gun? Does their social life with family and friends involve activities including guns? Come on, Dr. John, don't stop liking me because I got rid of my guns. Then we have this. Men who carry guns suffer from a crisis of confidence. Jennifer Carlson, author of Citizen Protectors, The Everyday Politics of Guns in an Age of Decline, explained that in a recent op-ed why men feel the need to carry guns in public. One man told Carlson he felt naked without his gun, Carlson. Carlson found that men might carry guns in public as a reaction to broader socioeconomic decline or because carrying a gun is seen as a masculine duty. Psychologically, carrying a gun can help men address social insecurities far beyond crime. And she concluded that by noting the gun rights platform is not just about guns, it's also about a crisis of confidence in the American dream. And this is one reason gun control efforts ignite such intense backlashes. Restrictions are received as a personal affront to men who find in guns a sense of duty, relevance, and even dignity. Or, gun owners tend to be angry and impulsive. A June 2015 study found that 310 million firearms, estimated to be in private hands in the United States, are disproportionately owned by people who are prone to angry, impulsive behavior and have a potentially dangerous habit of keeping their guns close at hand. There is the co-occurrence of impulsive, angry behavior in possessing or carrying a gun among adults with or without certain mental disorders and demographic characteristics. Almost 9% of people who self-report patterns of impulsive, angry behavior also have a firearm at home. And 1.5%, or nearly 85 people out of 5,653 surveyed for this study, carry their guns in places other than their home. The authors found that when studying violence and anger, it's more effective to look at the arrest history of individuals rather than seeing if they have a mental illness. Arrests could show a history of impulsive or angry behavior, for example, criminal records of misdemeanor violence, DWIs, and domestic violence restraining orders, which would likely serve as a more feasible and less discriminatory indicator of an individual's gun violence risk. Or, holding a gun can make you paranoid. In 2012, James Brockmole, an associate professor of psychology in Notre Dame, found that wielding a gun increases a person's bias to see guns in the hands of others. Participants holding a toy gun during an experiment were more likely than participants holding a neutral object, like a ball, to think that people on a computer screen in front of them were also holding a gun. Participants were shown images of people that changed throughout the experience. Sometimes people in the image would be wearing ski masks. And sometimes the computer would change the race of people. Participants holding guns were more likely to classify objects held by others as guns, and as a result to engage in threat-induced behavior. Who's being studied here? Then there's those with racist views are more likely to oppose gun reform. In an October 2013 study, Kerry O'Brien, Walter Forrest, Dermot Lynott, and Michael Daly concluded that the symbolic racism related to having a gun in the home and opposition to gun control policies in U.S. whites. The study defines symbolic racism as racial resentment, an explicit but subtle form and measure of racism. While the reasons for owning guns and being opposed to gun violence prevention legislation vary and are complex, it's been suggested that socio-cultural factors such as fear of black violence may be associated with gun ownership and with opposition to gun controls. Then there's conservatives are far more likely to own firearms than others. Or risk-taking students are more likely to have guns at college. This was a 2002 Harvard University study by Matthew Miller, David Hemingway, and Henry Wessler. And they found that gun-owning college students are more likely than their unarmed counterparts to drink frequently and excessively, and when inebriated, to engage in activities that put themselves and others at risk for life-threatening injury. Do you want to know what's wrong with all of this stuff? If any one of those was correct, okay, any one of them, there would be no gun controllers. If any one of them were correct, there would be no gun controllers by now. Because we would have killed them all. And the fact of the matter is, we just sit back and fight them ideologically. That's the fact of the matter. And, somewhere out there, there are people that go to the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence website, and they find this stuff. Men who carry guns suffer from a crisis of confidence. This is the old, I can't even remember the term now. Compensating. We're compensating, see. We have a crisis of confidence, so we're compensating by carrying a gun. You know, I could look at a computer screen all day, and unless they tell me this is a computer-simulated thing that I have to shoot at screen when I see a bad guy or a good guy, I'm not even going to get jacked up for that. I can't run those kinds of exercises. I have to be on the ground and moving. And I just got to wonder about these people they're putting in front of these studies and handing, you know, control group's got a toy gun, the other group's got a ball, and that's their study. If any of that was true, there'd be no gun controllers. There'd be no Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. We'll be right back.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Cult Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Putting that stuff on your weapon is going to aid in its readiness to go into whatever, to be shot, to have the trigger pulled on it. Check them out at froglube.com. And new sponsor, Primary Weapon Systems. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. That rifle is really good. I call it the Bentley. Primary Weapon Systems. In most presidential elections, you have the two main party candidates, and they spar over the issues, and the president campaigns for his party's nominee in the hopes of continuing his legacy. I don't ever recall one where they were, you know, most of the time the president is pushing his vice president out there, not his former Secretary of State. Now, the Democrats champion liberalism. Republicans, conservatism. In numerous press conferences, journalists try to force newsworthy and embarrassing admissions from the two candidates. Not this time. Not this time around. Barack Obama, who less than 2 years ago dipped to a 40% in approval rating, is nowhere to be seen. He seems to know that the more he's absent and quiet, the more the public likes the idea rather than the reality of him as president. And his approval rating has risen to 51% during his self-imposed retreat. He is making no effort to defend the Affordable Care Act, which is all but disintegrating, as major insurers pull out and the costs skyrocket. Ditto the Iran deal. He's learning that it is better to be quiet about Iranian violations and ransom for hostages and provocations than to explain them away. Obama, months ago, gave up mentioning how the crushing national debt has almost doubled to nearly $20 trillion under his watch. No one seems to be defending the Obama administration's lax immigration and border enforcement policies. And he's also not speaking at all about his foreign policy reset with Russia, the abrupt pullout from Iraq, the intervention in Libya, the growth of the Islamic State, the disintegration of Syria, and the decision not to associate global terrorism with radical Islamism. Now, Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton has kept a relatively profile for someone who's running for president. She has not held a press conference in more than 9 months. And counting on a compliant press to keep giving her a pass on her email scandals, that's what she's doing. Her campaign strategy is to agree to occasional one-on-one interviews with pre-selected friendly journalists and to engage in chit-chat on frivolous morning and late evening TV talk shows. Clinton avoids large rallies where she often grates rather than enthuses if she's not in the middle of a coughing fit. The Clinton strategy right now is to sit on her small lead in the last 2 months of the race, expecting that the, you know, mercurial Donald Trump will finally destroy his campaign with another outburst. And she apparently assumes that the nonstop fundraising attack ads and an army of staffers will bury the amateurish Trump campaign. She's not talking much at all about the Obama record. Voters do not have any idea how, or indeed if, she would fix Obamacare. That's never come up. She talks tough about her future foreign policy, but does that mean that she thinks Obama's been too complacent abroad? Would she add to or reduce Obama's massive addition to the national debt? Meanwhile, the frenetic 70-year-old Donald Trump cannot sit still. He talks to the press nonstop, anywhere, anytime. He flies to Louisiana to inspect flood damage. Hillary Clinton makes a phone call to him. To Mexico to joust with the Mexican government over illegal immigration. To a black church in Detroit to woo inner city voters. He likes huge crowds at rallies where he bellows and at any moment can veer off script. Trump's effort is mostly a loud public solo affair. He's been trying to scrounge and has succeeded at scrounging a lot of free TV exposure and radio exposure. He's at war not just with Clinton, but also with the Republican establishment and the so-called elites of both parties. So this weird election is going to come down to just two factors. The outcome on November the 8th is largely up to Trump. He is chipping away at Clinton's lead. In some cases, he is either tied with her. In most cases, he's statistically tied with her. He's within the margin of error, as they call it, the plus or minus, right? To give you an idea of how bad that is, he doesn't have really a ground game at all in Florida. And he's within a point of two or two in Florida. So, while he's chipping away at the lead, the other things he's trying to do, you've got a hyperactive cat, but can he reinvent himself as presidential and assure voters who do not like Clinton that as a calm president, he won't embarrass the country? I don't care if he embarrasses the country. I want him to steer it. Then we also have Clinton scandals, which now have a life of their own. And, you know, we don't even know if they're ever going to quit. Seemingly every day we receive new confirmation from Clinton's communications that she did not tell the truth about either the troubling overlap between the Clinton Foundation and her tenure as Secretary of State, or how she put national security in jeopardy by using an unsecured private server in violation of government policy. And unfortunately for her, Julian Assange is still out there, and there's thousands of communications to be released under court order in 2 months to air them all. Embarrassing communications will keep surfacing to both contradict her prior statements and reveal more past improprieties. Looming in the background is the fear that foreign hackers may have stolen her huge trove of private correspondence before she deleted it, and they're waiting to release even more of it in late October. So in sum, a passive Clinton hopes that scandals now beyond her control will not evaporate her once sizable lead before the November 8th election, a date that suddenly seems to Clinton to be too far away. You've got a lame duck Obama who's just sitting around running out the clock, neither defending his old policies or offering any new ones. And all the while, the one with the most energy is out there making nonstop news, hoping that his self-generated publicity is more helpful than harmful. I happen to think this is the club is in hand now, and Clinton is looking up at Trump like a baby seal. That's what I think. We haven't even had the debates yet. We've had a forum. That's not a debate. Trump is going to attack like a vicious, rabid Cujo-type dog. And he's going to go after her, and he's going to get her flustered, and she's going to start coughing. And when she starts coughing, if he's smart, he'll shut up and just let everybody watch it. And he should be looking at the crowd like, is this who you want to answer the phone at 3 a.m.? And that's the trove we have in front of us now. The trove that we have in front of us waiting is November the 8th. And this is the moment, folks. This is the moment when you can release your rage, and you should. You tired of the Republicans not listening to you? This is the one guy that they're more scared of than they are scared of you. The only time they pander to you, they're scared of this guy. Elect the guy they're scared of. There's a reason they're scared of him. He's going to make them work. And it might actually change a few attitudes. And God knows that needs to happen. But your time is coming. Your moment is coming in a month or so. Hour number three coming up. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.